You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. There's a long history in Oakland of transportation projects that promised to help locals, but then actually hurt them. In the 50s, interstate highways tore apart black neighborhoods. And in the 60s, elevated BART tracks in West Oakland cut through what used to be one of the hottest jazz scenes in the West. Now, construction has begun on another major transit project, this one in East Oakland. It was designed to bring better, faster bus service to a low-income area neighborhood. But as KALW's Eli Wertschafter reports, some locals are worried that thanks to rising prices throughout Oakland, this project will be one more thing forcing them out of the city.
I get on an AC transit bus in downtown Oakland and head southeast towards San Leandro. At noon on a Tuesday, it's not terribly crowded, but the riders tell me that sometimes these buses are really full.
A veces los buses vienen muy llenos.
Fast and crowded.
All buses are too crowded.
It was a bus ride, me, all of them need improvement.
You have a mass population, but you have to accommodate them getting around somehow. I have to take this stop.
This corridor carries 25,000 riders per day. Joel Ramos is a planning director with the transportation advocacy group Transform, and he also rides this bus from time to time.
It's so crowded, it's so slow. It's an experience that was really hurting for some improvements.
So the solution? AC Transit is building a $200 million bus line that will stretch from downtown Oakland through Fruitvale, pass near the Coliseum, and end at San Leandro BART. It's basically an express bus, but Ramos says it will have the qualities of light rail.
Frequency, reliability, and a much faster travel time.
So the technical term for this is bus rapid transit, or BRT. The buses get their own lanes. And instead of normal bus stops, there are elevated stations, mainly in the middle of the street, which are designed to make loading faster. And the buses can make traffic lights stay green.
And so you'd be cruising along mostly stopping only at stations. And what that means is that in the grand scheme of things, you're saving 30% of your travel time.
AC Transit plans to begin service in 2019. When it does, this will be one of a growing number of BRT lines in the U.S.
If this BRT system is anything like any of the BRT systems across the country, they have seen ridership effectively double.
15 years ago, AC Transit proposed a BRT line all the way from Bayfair in San Leandro to downtown Berkeley via Telegraph. But the Berkeley City Council voted down the proposal in 2010, after residences and business owners complained the project would choke traffic and eliminate parking. And so AC Transit settled for a shorter line from downtown Oakland to San Leandro, mostly along the main street in East Oakland, International Boulevard. That's where I go to meet Reverend Daniel Buford in front of a bedrock of the neighborhood, Allen Temple Baptist Church. Buford is taking the bus, and he's late.
Nice to meet you.
How was your ride?
It was longer than it should have been because of like I say, it was a construction site.
Because of BRT construction, concrete barriers wall off most of the middle of the street for several blocks.
There used to be a boulevard of trees, and there were two lanes of moving traffic on either side.
Now there's just one lane each way. And when the bus line opens permanently, cars will still have to funnel into a single lane.
Frankly, I don't see how it's going to be efficient in the future because this is going to be a traffic jam all the time.
We go inside Allen Temple, a black church that's almost 100 years old. Reverend Buford's title there is Prophetic Justice Minister.
Which is kind of like being a policy analyst for the Lord.
And as a sacred policy analyst, Buford says his job was to find out how the AC Transit plan would affect the local black and Latino communities.
My analysis is that they don't care about us. They made plans, but we weren't in those plans.
The bus line was billed as a way to serve low-income residents. But to Buford, it looked like it was designed to skip over the poor neighborhoods as quickly as possible.
Well, in order to do that, you got to fly by a whole lot of stops.
Buford says the express bus will be most attractive for a new kind of resident. Essentially, yuppies commuting to tech jobs. The new bus line is the centerpiece of Oakland's plans to develop housing and commerce in the area.
They're making this so that the people who need to move here from Silicon Valley
won't have so far to move. I mean, you know, that's really what's going on, let's face it.
A lot has changed since the bus line was first proposed in the late 90s. At the time, East Oakland wasn't facing as much housing pressure. But now that pressure is very real.
I mean, a lot of the membership of this church is, frankly, can't even afford to live in the communities around it now.
Many of the businesses on International Boulevard are also hanging by a thread, like Perry's Fine French Furniture, which takes up a large gray building on International and 72nd. A yellow sign outside says they're moving and everything must go. There's been BRT street construction nearby since March. Like a lot of businesses here, Perry's Furniture relies on vehicle traffic and street parking.
I do have a dining room cabinet. It's a very large one. It's
like I walk in and Sean Perry is taking a call at his desk. He looks like a younger John Goodman with narrow set eyes and a beard fringing his cheeks.
All right, well, I've got a lot of other lovely, lovely things on very nice bargains.
Perry says his father started this business 65 years ago.
We've been loyal to the community for so long. We could have left 100 times before, you know.
He says business has been bad since the recession, and the BRT construction was the last nail in the coffin.
They put up barricades and turned a three-lane road into a one-lane road with no parking. It basically has almost stopped business.
Perry says he still hasn't found another home for the store, so he might have to close down for good. He says old merchants are being forced out of the neighborhood.
They're going to do it like they've done Emeryville. It's going to be higher-end, clean shops, restaurants, apartments, and it'll be different. It'll be different.
Other BRT projects tend to attract new business. A similar line in Cleveland spurred $6 billion in economic development in the first 6 years. Joel Ramos, the BRT advocate at Transform, acknowledges the sticky relationship between better transit and gentrification. It's almost inevitable that after infrastructure improves, investors come knocking.
They're going to say, oh, wow, look at that. We've got a newly paved street. We've got new sidewalks. I think I want to open up a business there.
But Ramos says in the case of Oakland, development is coming, BRT or not. And he says the new bus line could actually help locals stay here by saving them time and money. Transform helped win affordable housing on the corridor, as well as $2 million in city funds to prop up local businesses threatened by the changes.
If we really want to stop gentrification and displacement from happening, then instead of pushing back on projects like this that are going to help people of lower incomes, we should actually be pushing for the protections and the resources that they too can enjoy the improvements that are coming.
Reverend Buford says it's too soon to say what BRT will bring in the long run. He mentions that a group of local artists will decorate the bus stations to reflect the diverse neighborhoods along the route. But Buford is afraid that in several years, their art, along with other local murals, will become a monument to the people who once lived here.
The people who are going to be enjoying those murals are not the current residents, but the future population after the current population has been urbanly removed and displaced.
Other cities will be watching what happens in East Oakland. In San Francisco, plans for two new bus rapid transit lines are in the works. On International Boulevard, I'm Eli Werchafter for Cross Currents.